Testing.
Oh, Henry, is that you?
Oh, Danielle.
Henry, where are you?
Danielle, where are
you? Henry.
I'm testing Henry. Right now.
Sorry, can you hear me?
Sorry, I'm talking.
Sorry.
Sorry, I'm trying to.
This darn thing. Oh. Oh, wait, was that you tapping?
Yeah, wait. Can't.
No, yeah, I hear you. Can you hear me?
I'm tapping right now.
You know, I can hear you. No,
can
yeah.
You, can, I'm tapping.
I can hear you.
I don't know if you
can you hear me?
Can you? Wait.
Wait, is wait, this?
Great songs for dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hi all. Hope you guys are doing well. We're Great Songs for Dads, and the theme of our show today is...
It's cold out
now.
Brr.
You
I'm
may have noticed that it's
in
winter.
My sneakers.
Nowadays, it's cold out until it's probably not again, because yeah. That tends to be the way things happen.
That's how things go. We had our last bit of November heat. You know, classic Tufts. It's always getting cold, and then it hits 70-something degrees in November, and then right after that, it drops down to the 40s and doesn't go back up.
Your brain chemicals just don't know what to do.
Exactly. And it's so silly, guys. It's almost Thanksgiving, and you know, everybody knows that November 15th is the official start of winter.
Oh yeah.
So
you can start putting up your Christmas decorations on November 15th.
Yeah, legally.
Legally.
Without, if you did it before, you might have gotten fined.
And it really begs the question, what is Joe Biden going to do about November 14th Christmas decorations?
Yeah, I think, frankly, it's a public travesty, and I've been waiting for this nation to return to some sense of decency.
Not my president.
Yeah.
But you know who is my president?
The Yeah Yeah Yeahs?
Actually, it's Michael Cera. The Yeah Yeah Yeahs are my vice president.
Oh yeah, the ticket, the Democratic ticket is President Michael Cera.
Yes.
Yeah Yeah Yeahs as a collective vice presidency.
Exactly. It's new, it's America, it's fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So with that in mind, our first song for you is Clay Pigeons by Michael Cera, because apparently he has a music career, if you didn't know that. And it's not bad. I like this song. You might like it too. It's kind of folksy. But once you realize it's Michael Cera, you're like, maybe I shouldn't like this. But the heart wants what it wants. Anyway,
the
here
heart
is
wants Michael Cera.
Clay Pigeons by your president.
Gonna get a ticket to ride. Find a big fat lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat. Trying to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say y'all. Sing a song with a friend. Change the shape that I'm in and get back in the game. Start playing again. I'd like to stay, but I might have to go to start over again. Might go back down to Texas or might go to somewhere that I've never been. Get up in the morning and go out at night, and I won't have to go home. Get used to being alone. Change the words to the song. Start singing again. I'm tired of running around looking for answers to questions that I already know. I could build me a castle of memories just to have somewhere to go. Count the days and the nights that it takes to get back in the saddle again. Feed the pigeons some clay. Turn the night into day. And start talking again when I know what to say. Gonna get a ticket to ride. Find a big fat lady or two with your kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last scene. Trying to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say, y'all. Feed the pigeons and play. Turn the night into day. And start talking again. And I know what to say.
You guys just heard our president and our first lady, our several first ladies. Yeah, that was President Michael Sarah, then followed by Vice Presidents. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The collective.
The collective Vice
President. Are you quiet, Henry? Cause I
can you turn my mic on?
Speak.
Hello.
Okay, so if you didn't catch what Henry just said,
I was saying that we just heard President Michael Cera, which is the actual Michael Cera. We were debating whether it was a band called Michael Cera or actually Michael Cera. It is the actor.
Like that band. Which president is it that they rearranged the letters? Do you know what I'm talking about?
AJJ?
No. The Good Guess. It's like a, if my brother was listening, he would know. No mouth noises into the mic. Come on, if anybody knows this, like, send me a text. It's like, I think it's a president. They spoonerized the letters, so they switched around the first and the last.
They what the letters?
Spoonerism. It's when you switch around the first letter of two words.
Spoonerism?
Like, Shenry Hifrin, Raniela Drothstein. Drothstein. Spoonerism.
Spoonerism is an actual...
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, whatever. It's good to know.
Elvis DePresley.
No.
That's somebody who makes music. Anyway, after that, you heard the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. You probably know that song, Heads Will Roll. You probably know the 8-track remix of it, but I started listening to, this is off of It's Bliss, I think, which is like their third studio album or something. Blitz. My bad.
Not quite Bliss.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm a fake fan. But no, I like it. It's very, very punk, and I like the really loud electric guitars that come in near the end of it.
Yeah, yeah, are fun. I started listening to them recently.
Yeah, yeah,
well.
Yeahs make me go, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know Maps? That's like one of my favorites.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then they released a new album recently. You listened to that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Coming up next is Still Crazy After All These Years by Paul Simon.
He is still crazy after all these years.
Yeah, he makes a great point. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I'm drumming this one in my jazz ensemble now.
Ooh.
Yeah, so while we play, I want you guys to think about what you would do to drum it. And if you have any creative ideas, call in and let me know.
Let me know. Let call in and let us know that if you saw Paul Simon in public walking down the street, what you would beat him with.
Still crazy, huh?
Oh, yeah, you're still crazy after all these years.
How crazy,
huh?
Now?
Yeah.
Met my old lover on the street last night. She seemed so glad to see me. I just smiled. And we talked about some old times, and we drank ourselves some beers. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy. I'm not the kind of man who tends to socialize. I seem to lean on old familiar ways. And I ain't no fool for love songs that whisper in my ears. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy. Some damage one fine day, but I
would not be convicted by jury of my peers. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy. Still crazy.
Cuando el tiempo pasa y nos hacemos viejos, nos empieza a parecer que pesan más los daños que los mismos años. Al final, por eso yo quiero que mis años pasen junto a ti, mi amor eterno, junto a mi familia, junto a mis amigos y mi voz. Porque nada valgo, porque nada tengo. Tu amor y compañía en mi corazón. Y es que vale más un año tardío que un siglo vacío, amor. Y es que vale más tener bien llenito el corazón. Por eso yo quiero que en mi mente siempre tu cariño esté bien fuerte, aunque estemos lejos o aunque estemos cerca. Porque nada valgo, porque nada tengo, si no tengo lo mejor, tu amor y compañía en mi corazón. Del amor me siento débil cuando estoy sin ti, y me hago fuerte cuando estás aquí. Sin ti yo ya no sé qué es vivir. Mi vida es un túnel sin tu luz. Quiero pasar más tiempo junto a ti, recuperar las noches que perdí, vencer el miedo inmenso de morir, ser eterno junto a ti. Porque nada valgo, porque nada tengo, si no tengo lo mejor, tu amor y compañía en mi corazón. Yo quiero que en mi mente siempre tu cariño esté bien fuerte, aunque estemos lejos o aunque estemos cerca del final. Porque nada valgo, porque nada tengo, si no tengo lo mejor, tu amor y compañía en mi corazón. Ver amor, me siento débil cuando estoy sin ti. Que nada tengo, si no tengo lo mejor, tu amor y compañía en mi corazón.
Your mic should be on, Henry. Yeah, no, I hear that one.
You guys just heard a song by Juanes off of the MTV Unplugged version. You heard Nada Valgo Sin Tu Amor with my Americanized pronunciation of it.
It was beautiful.
This is a song that actually, shout out to my housemate Javier. He plays this in the shower all the time.
And Henry loves creeping outside the bathroom door when Javier is showering.
Oh, yeah. My bedroom's right across from it.
Oh, coincidence?
Coincidence? I think not.
Siblings or
dating?
That's the question.
Housemates or lovers?
Housemates or dating?
Housemates or dating?
Convenient or inconvenient?
Convenient or dating?
Dating and convenient?
Dating or dating?
Convenience or...
Dating?
Dating?
Convenient or Javier? Anyway.
Javier or Ani...
Anyway,
DeFranco?
we've had enough of this. No, this is a song that he plays in the shower all the time, and so I asked him, I was like, hey, I realized the song that was in my head is a song that you play in the shower. What is it? He gave it to me. He was very flattered that I listened to his music and I liked it. I really, really dig this song. It's just like a really nice, like, earworm tune that, like, starts off really intimate and then, like, breaks out into, like, a big whole thing and then goes back to being intimate again. It's live, it's acoustic, but it's really fun. So shout out to Javier. Thank you for exposing me to all this new music and for having such good taste while you shower.
I need a one moment.
And, we also heard Still Crazy After All These Years by Paul Simon.
That we did. I hope you guys are all feeling a bit crazy after all of these years now. Yeah. And next we are going to go into Overlap by Ani DeFranco. A little bit twee, I might say.
A little twee.
If, like, you listen, you're like, yeah, Zooey Deschanel could be listening to this as she wears, like, a little hat in a coffee shop, a little beanie in a coffee shop on her, like, typewriter doing some poetry. Henry, you gotta stop with the ASMR. Here is Overlap.
Guys, picture yourself. You're inside of a wine bottle, and it has a screw-off top. You're a little worm in an empty wine bottle, and somebody wants to get you out of your wine bottle because they want to fill the bottle with wine. And you're really scared, and they're struggling with it.
Okay, picturing. Man, that's anxiety-inducing.
Exactly.
The conversation like a map, because I know there is strength in the differences between us, and I know there is comfort where we overlap. Come here, stand in front of the light, stand still so I can see your silhouette. I hope that you have got all night, because I'm not done looking. No, I'm not done looking. I I search your profile for a translation. I study the conversation like a map, 'cause I know there is strength in the differences between us. And I know there is comfort where we overlap on.
Charles Hawtrey and the Deaf Aids. Phase one, in which Doris gets her oats.
Two of us riding nowhere, spending someone's hard earned pay. You and me Sunday drive.
look at that road, look at that climb. When it's throwing in a nickel, you'll get out of dime. Too pat and too close, too flat or too broke. Now look at you go. Took the morning to float, took the morning to find. I got a vision, live a mission, but an awkward vibe. Too livid, too scared, too loving, too close. Now look at you, Norm. When that cause is dead on a rebel, and you coulda, shoulda, woulda fall free. Now look at the postcard, every minute. It's a very slow thing to have me time for a vision of a passing cloak. Too forward, too fine, too patient, too wide. Now look at you shine. Took the matter to heart, took the matter to mouth. With the feeling that I'm fishing in a harbor now. Too clever, too kind, too patter, too high. Now look at that smile. So when that cause ain't dead on arrival, and you couldn't, shouldn't, wouldn't for a friend, do not hang your cause on revival. Cause now look at it, it's bringing you grief. So when that cause is
it's your mic, Henry. Maybe try moving the other mics away. Hi, radio. Sorry about that.
Try talking.
Hello. 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 Hello.
Does it sound better?
Yeah, well, put in yours, because I turned your mic off, so. Right. Okay, your mic is good now.
Hello.
Are we good?
Yeah, we're good. Sorry, listeners.
There's been technical difficulties here in getting the speakers to work, and then...
Yeah, and the speakers having some difficulty here.
Ooh, lots of heebie-jeebies.
Anyway, you guys heard a few songs just now. So the first one was Overlap by Annie DeFranco. That was the kind of twee one. After that was a Beatles song.
The Beatles song. My uncle is actually in the Beatles.
Yeah, if you guys haven't heard of the Beatles.
Yeah, if you haven't heard of the Beatles, my uncle Beatle, he's one of them. He's in there.
One of the founders.
He plays the thing. And
Beatles Schifrin.
Yeah, Beatles Schifrin. This is two of us. It's from Let It Be. Actual hashtag throwback guys. Almost a year ago today, Thanksgiving, Get Back came out, which is the documentary about the Beatles making...
The Schifrins were very into that.
Making Let It Be. The Schifrins were very into it. I still haven't watched more than the first episode. It's been a year. So maybe I'll watch the second one.
That's
and then,
funny, because I really associate it with you. Like,
yeah.
I really think
maybe I'll watch the second one this year, and then maybe I'll wait another year to watch the third episode. So
poetic.
We'll see. But yeah, very fun. I consider Let It Be almost like a road trip album, because a lot of the songs are about traveling and stuff, and it's just like a very wholesome little ballad that John sings.
Thank you, Beatle Schifrin.
Yeah, or actually, it's Paul singing it.
Oh no! Everyone cancel Henry.
Guys, cancel me.
Doesn't know his Beatles knowledge.
It's John Paul Beatle.
John Paul Jones. After that was I won't run from it. I won't run from it by Big Red Machine. Now, the first time I heard that song and I didn't know who Big Red Machine was, I was like, darn, that sounds like Justin Vernon, a.k.a. Bon Iver, but it's Big Red Machine. So I did a quick Google. Lo and behold, Big Red Machine is a collaboration between Bon Iver, Justin Vernon, and the lead singer guy from the band The National, whose name I'm blanking on.
I know The National.
Yeah, I like both of those guys' music a lot. They're nationally recognized and known. But they both have that kind of like a rock folk thing. I think Bon Iver does a lot of electronic stuff, so he brings that. It's a very cool album, or just like their discography, I guess. Big Red Machine, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. Do you want to do the PSA now? What do you
think? Yeah, I think so. I think it's around time for a PSA.
So since we are a community
radio station, we need to keep you safe.
And this is how we do it.
This is how we do it. Guys, this is a seasonal one. It's November 1st to March 31st is the time that you can hear this. This is limited edition, so pay attention.
Ooh.
Space heater safety tips. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, which is a subset of a subset of home heating fires. So
Can you run through that math again?
I support fire, guys.
Oh.
However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fire deaths and 81% of home heating fire deaths.
You're just yelling numbers at me and I'm not processing.
So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions.
Very.
In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains,
your mother,
pets, and people, including your mother, at least 3 feet away. Don't let mom get any closer than 3 feet to the space heater.
That's 2 feet, mom.
Mom, you gotta be at least three feet
away. 3 feet.
You know this. You're 2 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby because they make the area a wet area.
They're a little sticky, those guys.
A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Educational, not freeform.
Isn't that funny that it's called space heaters, but in all true honesty, space is pretty cold.
Space is cold.
Huh. So moving on.
We have a few songs left to play for you. This one by... who I would consider, I'm not qualified at all to say this, but I'd still say it, most talented bassist in the game right now.
Oh yeah, my father Jeff, great songs for dad, shout out Jeff.
Shout out to Jeff.
Worships Thundercat spacecraft.
Yeah, I know, the first time that I met Jeff, he complimented me on playing Thundercat before, so I'm playing Thundercat again. This is off of his latest album, It Is What It Is. It's a fun song, it's a little silly song, we're getting a little bit silly here. But he's singing in his classic falsetto. He's hammering away at that bass. This is Dragon Ball Durag by Thundercat.
Close and let me squeeze you tight through the night. Sometimes I'm moving lost. I can't even remember what I'm here for. So terrified that when my last day comes, I'll be unprepared for it. But I rise above, 'cause I was loved.
Trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that came. Yes, son, I'm talking to you. Wanna get with me with no money? Oh, no, I don't want no one. Scrum. No. Scrum. No, no. Scrum. No, 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 no. Scrum. No, no. No, I don't want no scrub. The scrub is a guy that ain't getting no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. The scrub is a guy that ain't getting no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me.
I don't want
no scrubs.
Because indeed, the scrub is a guy who can't get no love from me.
He's hanging off the passenger side of his best friend's ride.
And what's he doing?
And he's trying to holler at me.
Now that's some scrub-like behavior.
Yeah, you heard a lot of songs just there. You heard Dragon Ball Durag first off of Thundercats, It Is What It Is. Then you listened to...
And then that was Casadera by Fruit Bats on Gold Past Life.
You're telling me a fruit bat made this song?
You're telling me a fruit bat?
You're telling me a fruit bat is Casadera?
Yeah, the fruit is batting first for the Mets
really?
This season.
Oh.
Fruit
up, up
bat.
Up at the plate. We have fruit. Number 8, fruit.
Fruit bats. Fruit. Oh, he does a good job.
Fruit goes, fruit bats. Oh, it's
fruit
a home
runs.
Run. Fruit runs.
Fruit runs the plate.
Fruit slides. Fruit safe. Fruit makes it.
Home run. Fruit home run.
Fruit home run. Fruit celebrates. Fruit home.
Fruit love.
Fruit first, fruit second, fruit third, fruit home.
Yeah.
And then you heard No Scrubs by TLC, a classic, an absolute classic girl boss anthem.
In which that by which Henry and I just choreographed an entire dance while it was playing.
Yes, to the chorus, actually.
Do you
actually.
Want us to show you?
We'll show it.
All right, let's do
it. All right, so.
I don't want no scrubs, this guy can't get no love from me.
That was a dance.
You guys watch that. Try to learn it for next time.
Yeah, we want to make sure that we have it down before we perform next time. So, like, please try to rehearse it and learn.
Yeah,
it.
I know that we don't have a lot of time, but you know, this is on you. Next up, we have "Place to Be" by Nick Drake. Funny story: when I was typing this into Spinatron to so that you guys can all see what you're listening to, I accidentally typed No Scrubs by Nick Drake, and isn't that just silly?
Yeah, isn't it just silly to think that Nick Drake made No Scrubs?
Like, obviously not. That's so silly.
No, that would be so silly.
So let's hear the song that's actually by Nick Drake.
If he did that.
Place to Be off of Pink Moon.
When I was younger than before, I never saw the truth hanging from the door. I know I'm only seeing face to face. I know I'm only green, greener than the hill. where flowers grow and the sun shines still. Now I'm darker than the deepest sea. Just hand me down, give me a place to be.
Thank you.
guys just heard a little bit of?
Yours by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard off of their 2020 album, Butterfly 3000. It's awesome. This is their synth pop album. It's awesome. The album is awesome. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard is awesome. They released two albums in October, and I didn't listen to either of them because it was too long.
Oh, yeah. King Gizzy always pumping out new stuff. Very erotic discography. Very erotic and erratic. With that in mind, put it on shuffle.
Put it on shuffle.
Their entire discography. Put it on shuffle.
Put it on shuffle. See how long it takes you to cut through it.
Do what you need to do and put it on shuffle. There's a gun against my head, and I'm being forced to say this is Great Songs for Dads, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm sorry if that wasn't a funny joke. There is no gun. I am safe. It is just that we have to say that line.
That's me. I have...
With a gun?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Ooh. Losing my religion. You know, when did I get so confident in my life? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to just like sing to myself in public radio.
I'm just going to sing on the radio to random strangers. Because
there's no audience. There's like no one to like,
give
me feedback.
Guys, you aren't real. You aren't real. You don't actually exist.
I have no way to know if any of you are actually listening.
I am the most powerful man on earth.
Shout out. Okay. Shout out.
Shout out Jack Antonoff.
Shout out Jack, the actual most powerful man. Yeah. Where's Rivendell? Here it is. Bye, y'all.